Welcome back to Master Mindset Podcast, episode 187.
What's up, team? We're going to actualize this truth. Look good, feel good, play good. Let's go. T-Money, one of my favorite athletes, entertainers of all time, primetime Deion Sanders.
Let's go.
He played college football, baseball, Florida State, drafted in football and baseball, played in the NFL and MLB. There was one year he was playing on Sunday with the Falcons. They were in the World Series. He took a helicopter to go to the baseball game. He played two professional games in the same day. But Deion was always looking fresh. And I think he coined the phrase, look good, feel good, play good. So what does that mean? Now, I'm not saying that you should be superficial and get all your confidence or all your self-worth tied to what you wear. But what I will say is that I'm still trying to dig deep into the research and cite my sources. But there is the evidence that shows when you dress a certain way or have a certain look, it improves your performance and confidence in that environment. So at Master Mindset, we're looking for every single tool, tactic, strategy we can to elevate performance, to win the inner game. And if me being intentional about finding a coach or a friend or a spouse to help me look good, or ask myself, what do I wear to help me look good, to feel good when I present, when I sell, when I persuade, when I lead, why would we not do that, T-Money? Why not? So for me, when I present, I have the same go-to uniform. Your boy's rocking Lululemon every time. If it doesn't stretch, I don't wear it. But yeah, well, say what?
Don't count out the Air Force Ones. Come on now.
And the ones. So they're always a fresh pairing, brand new looking pair of Air Force Ones. So because I want to feel good with how I look, I want to feel comfortable. And their stuff fits me very, very nice. All their pants are hem tailored. Their shirts have a more sleek, slim-fitting look. And I feel good, man. These are high-quality garments. So when I step on stage, I don't have to think about what I'm wearing, but I like how I look. So that's part of this designing greatness by design, not by default. Have a self-taught game plan. Visualize what you want. What are the habits and routines? But what gear are you going to wear to give yourself that extra boost of confidence, right, T-Money? Are you tracking this? So let's say you're going on a first date. Are you just going to be slob and grab stuff out of the dirty clothes bin and your shirt's all wrinkled and dirty? That would probably destroy confidence right there. But we shouldn't, you know, it's not the clothes make the man or woman. The man or woman make the clothes. So have that combination of self-belief, self-confidence, self-awareness in my body. But I'm also going to step in looking really good, man. I like this style. And I think your outfit should represent who you are, your quirks, you know, personality. So, listeners, short episode. And T-Money, I want to dig into your go-to gear.
Let's go.
But listeners, your next public speaking event, your next sales call, your next meeting on Zoom, have some intention. What is something you're going to wear or dress, or maybe a haircut, or get your beard trimmed up all nice, women? Get your makeup, your eyebrows, how you like them, your eyelashes. Like, do whatever it takes to love how you look, but don't make it where it's like unhealthy. So would love for you to design that part of your game to help master mindset. So T-Money, man, what do you need to rock to feel good when you're on camera hosting a game?
Nice. I mean, usually hosting a game, it's a nice button-up shirt, sometimes a tie, a jacket, for the pregame stand-ups, you know. But I don't know, just got to feel it out, get a good feel of, if I feel good about what I'm wearing, then I feel like I'm going to perform better.
But this is my challenge for you as your mindset coach, man. Look around to people that inspire you. People that you're striving to be like. You don't have to copy them. You can make your own spin on it to what you like, but find some inspiration. And your next time on front of the camera, I love this phrase, act as if. Act as if you are an anchor for ESPN calling a game. Act as if you're the most sought-after podcast producers of all time. Well, what would that look like? How would you walk, talk, and look if you were the number one person in your field? Design it, and then be it. Act as if. But part of that act as if
is look the
part.
Yeah.
If I'm speaking to a bunch of executives at a bank, your boy's dressing up with a sport coat and a nice button-up shirt. If I'm speaking to a bunch of tech entrepreneurs who would love crypto, I'm wearing jeans and a tee, and I'm showing them all my tats, man.
Let's go.
You know? So, but exactly. have some intentionality. Design not by default, and feel good about how you look stepping in. That's going to boost your confidence. T Money, love you, bro. This was a simple one, you know.
Love you too. Real simple. I love
listeners,
it.
Listeners, share us with a friend. Talk about it. Post it. Give us a review. And you know what to do. The body has limits,
but the mind is limitless.
You ready?
Showtime. On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.